Rashi says, Tumeya Mishum Shloshi Kelim. Nekabelus Tuma Al Shem Shloshi Kelim Nafkimino. Dinami also Chad Shemomino. If one Kli goes away, is broken, Tumeya Mishum Idach. So because of the other two Kelim, it can still be Mekabel Tuma. Mursa Tona. Tachtoina Mishum Kli Kibul. The bottom part of the grinder, that's the part that receives the pepper, that's called the base kibble. So even though it's made out of wood, still it's makabel tumah because it's called a kli, which has the base kibble, could receive the peppers. Emtsoyis, the middle part of the grinder, mishum kli kavra. In the middle part, you have a sieve that lets only the good particles go down. So that's called also, rachas mishum kli kibble, that's kliyeh. And this middle part, the sieve, is also rachas the kliyeh. Even though a sieve is made out of wood, so usually a wooden kli is only mekabel tumah if it has a base kibble. It has to receive something. Now a sieve, we know, can't receive anything. It's full of holes. So Rashi says, it's mekabel tumah mishum orin, because it looks like a woven begid. As long as it looks like a woven begid, that's why it's mekabel tumah, even if it's made out of wood. And El Yoyna, the top part of the grinder, that's Mishum Kli Matchis. As the actual blades on top, that's made out of metal. So even though it's not a Kli Kibble, still it's Mekabel Tumah. Because the metal Kli is Mekabel Tumah. Right. Agolo Shel Cotton. If you have a small wagon, a wagon that a kid plays with, is Temeya Medris. Since the kid sits on the wagon, if the kid has Tumah Zav on him, so the kid is Matama the wagon, Tumah Medris. He's sitting on top of it. They play with it. They sit on top of it. He moves around. He's on it. The matama medris. If the tinik zav, he's an avatuma. The kid. So now the zav makes another avatuma by medris. The chiddush is this wagon is called set aside to sit on. So a same cotton lay. The cotton like rides on it. So therefore, it has Tumas Medris on it. Right? But they tell us the Shabbos, it's not called Muks, it's called a toy. So you're allowed to move it around on Shabbos. Rashi Teres Kli Alei, it has a Kli. A toy is called a Kli. V'yein Nigreres, you're not allowed to drag it along. Elo Agabe Kelim, only a top of Kelim. So Rashi, on Shabbos, you can't drag it along the ground, only if it has Kelim underneath it. Agabe Begodim, Mifnei Shoyse Charitz Bekarkos, it has by the sharp legs to it. And it'll make a hole in the ground. And if you make a hole, you make a plow, you're like plowing the ground, that's a mloch of chayrish. Therefore, you're not allowed to drag it along the ground on Shabbos, unless there are clothing underneath its legs. Rabbi Yehudu Oimer, kol ha-kelem ein negrorim. Any kli you're not allowed to drag along on Shabbos on the floor. Chutz min agola. Just the opposite. Agola wagon, or maybe a different type of agola, regular wagon, that has wheels, that you're allowed to drag along. Mevnei shiv kaveshes. Because that's not called making a charitz, it's not making a hole, it just, kavesh means it pushes it down. It just pushes the earth down, that's not called a charitz. Shash Ravesh Kaveshes, charitz hanira behelucha loya de chafir. It's not called like you dug something. Hello, kaveshes, it's just with dereses. It pushes it down, hakaka. Venidish tachter, venasim ekaima nomuch, avalena zozothim ekaima. That's not daimat a charisha. Charisha, when you plow, means you uproot the ground. So usually when you put a piece of metal in the ground and drag it along, it uproots the ground. That's time it's a chafir, that's called your plowing. But here a wheel, when it goes over the ground, it just presses down the ground. It doesn't move it anywhere. Just moving it down, that's not time it's a chafir, that's mutter to do even on Shabbos. Mur says no. Agola shel cotton. If you have a kid's wagon, temeya medris. That if the kid is a zav and he's sitting on it now, it's mekabel tumas medris. So a somach olay, because he's somach on it. So I don't know exactly what type of wagon this is, like Huritz Pshita. A regular wagon that the kid sits on, that for sure is good. Could be it's another type of a wagon, something that, what do you call these, a hop stick like. You just have a stick, and on top has a face, and the kid like sits on the stick a little bit. He jumps with the stick. Could be something like that. That sometimes the kid leans himself on it. What? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it could be. So the Rosh says, V'yayshev aleh, alright, something, alright. Yeah, it'll make a difference. Yeah, Tumei Medris. So a Samach Leh, he pushes his body on top of it, therefore it's called the yeshiva, it's called the sitting on it, and there's Tumas Medris. For the Telus for Shabbos, you're allowed to move it around on Shabbos, Mishundi Kateras Kli Allah, it has the same Kli on it. A kid's toy is called a Kli. V'yena nigreris, you're not allowed to drag it along though. Elo agabe kelim, only if it has clothing underneath it, like not to make a hole, not to be choifer, not like dig a hole when you drag it along the ground. Agabe kelim in, agabe karkalo, you can only drag it along if it has kelim, clothing on the bottom of it, it's not going to make a scratch on the ground, but on the ground itself it's also. My time, why can't you drag this along the ground to cover the charitz? You're like making scratches in the ground, and that's like a chafira, that's like you're plowing the ground. Therefore, it's also to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the Churumani, who do you go like here? We have Yehuda, it's called the Kodeb Yehuda Shita. The Omar that says, Dover Sheinim Eskabinoser. Because here, for sure, that's not your intentions. Your intentions are dragging along this wagon is not to make the scratches in the ground. Your intention is to move the wagon from here to there. Just agav, when you're dragging along, it makes a chritz, it makes a scratch in the ground. And it doesn't always have to happen. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So this is really the machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, this should be mutter. Because you're not mischaven, that's not your intentions of making the scratch. But according to Reb Yehuda, even though it's not your intentions, but since that's what you're doing right now, you're dragging this wagon, and when you drag it, you cause a scratch in the ground, that's awesome. So who are you telling me? Our mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda Shita. The Rabbi Shimon, because if it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Homer Rabbi Shimon Shiter is Dover Sheinim Eskamen Mutter. Something you don't have intentions of doing the Isser. You're intending to do something else. Your intentions here are just to drag the chair, to get the chair from one place to another place. You have no intentions of making the scratch in the ground. It so happens the scratch comes about. That's a Dover Sheinim Eskamen. It's Mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. This now we learned. We have a Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Goyrer Odom Mita Kise V'Sarsol. You're allowed to drag on Shabbos a chair, a bed, or a stool, or bevachla yischaven lasas charitz. As long as you don't have intentions of making a scratch in the ground, as long as that's not your intentions is only to get it from one place to another place, it's called a double shenim eskaven, that's mutter on Shabbos. So our Mishnah says it's also has to go according to Yehuda. So Gemara says in Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? Have Yehuda right there, aim, hakel, the growing of Shabbos. You're not allowed to drag anything on Shabbos. Chutz min agola. Only your wagon you're allowed to drag on Shabbos. Mivnei shikaveshes. Because the wheel doesn't really make a scratch in the ground. It just presses down the ground. Mivnei shikaveshes. It's only pressing the ground down. That's not doimata chafira. That's not like plowing. So, mivnei shikaveshes in. Avacharitzloi avda. But a charitza doesn't do. So, who are the kashrids? If the ratio goes according to Yehuda, what is the safest thing again of Yehuda? It's the same thing. Like, what do you have to say of Yehuda over? And more than that, the same two different halachas. First, of Yehuda says, you're not allowed to be gerer, the wagon. And at the end, of Yehuda says, you are allowed to be gerer, the agola. Like, it's a stira. Okay, it's better. It's a stira of Yehuda. At the end of the Mishnah, of Yehuda says, you are allowed to drag a wagon. Because a wagon, all it does is only presses down the ground. That's not called making a scratch. It's not a chafira. And you tell him now the ratio of the Mishnah says it's Osir. So if you tell him now the ratio goes according to Reb Yehuda, then it's a theory of Reb Yehuda. What does Reb Yehuda hold? Does Reb Yehuda hold you're allowed to drag a wagon or not drag a wagon? It's a theory of the Mishnah. So the merit is true. Trei Tanoyim Aliba Reb Yehuda. There are two Tanoyim, like Talmidim of Reb Yehuda, each one said over different memory in the name of Reb Yehuda. Like, the more they said it, the way all Machlokes started. Like, two Talmidim went to the Shir, and Vice says one of them didn't listen too good. And they came out, each one said, this is the way I heard the Shir, and the other one said, this is the way I heard the Shir. I heard from Yehuda saying it's Mutter. And he heard from Yehuda saying, no, it's awesome. So it comes out, two different Tanoim said over two different Shotim, Alibud Reb Yehuda. So it's still not a stira, just two Tanoim said over how they understood what Yehuda meant to say. The one time I hold that if you hold, you are allowed to drag a wheel, because the wheel just presses down, doesn't really make a scratch. And the other time, the Tanakama Mishnah says, no, even a wheel is also wasa. That's also called making a charitz. That's also wasa according to Yehuda. The Meister wouldn't be no gay, because we pass like a Shimon Shita. That a dove, Shein, and Meskavin is mutter. So when I said about the wig and taste piece out here, Agola Shakot and taste says, Pirish HaKuntri is Shakot and Yoshi B'Soichai. As Rashi learns, there's mamash a wagon that a kid sits and rides on. So Torah says, Kash of Lord Nira, Torah doesn't like this pshat. The Maika Mashmon, what's the Chiddush to him? Shito. Who ain't no chok klim yuchu godom is there. Of course it has Tumas Medrus. The kid mama sits on the wagon. For sure it's Tumas, has Tumas Medrus. The Kach Nira, the Hainu Kli, Shoyis Lektanim, Lislamit Hilach. He helps you walk along. V'yo Medis al Shloshif on him. It has like three legs to it. V'yo Yechis Bob the Yod, the kid holds on to it. V'yemis Gagelis Lefon of Tumit. And it goes in front of him. Some type of walking it is, a walking stick. So since the kid like leans on it, that's the chiddush. Even though the kid really doesn't sit on top of it, he's only walking with it, but since when he's walking, he leans on it, throws his weight on it, that's also called the yeshiva. And therefore it has tumas medrash. So that's the chiddush, and that's called tumas medrash. Hajin alecha al yomtiv. So the Mishnah. Ein tzadin dogim in a bavirin biyomtiv. You're not allowed to catch fish from a pond on yomtiv. You have a fish pond, you can't catch the fish on yomtiv. Rashi ein tzadin dogim. So Rashi shita is, afagav de shchita v'yafiyo bishol miyavas melachas ein, v'hutu l'tzarech yomtiv. So l'chura, once you're allowed to do melachas v'yichon nefesh, why can't you already catch the fish also? True, say the capturing is a melacha, but why isn't the muta like cooking? Mishum diyevsho me'erev yomtiv. There it is, because you can't cook erev yomtiv. The food don't taste so good. The food tastes much better if you cook it first on yomtiv. If you shech the animal erev yomtiv, you're afraid the meat will rot away. Pen yitzcham ev yisriach, come a hatay, it'll be right away. So therefore, you have a heter to shech and to bake or to cook on yomtiv, because the food tastes much better. Avot tzeidah, mashenkin, to catch the fish, the melach of tzeidah, ev shal etzeidah by jayim. You could catch the fish before yomtiv. V'yinechen v'm sodasayim, v'mayim. Are you afraid it'll die and it won't taste so good? Gesunte, naked in your bathtub. Fill up your bathtub with water and put the fish there. Let the fish live until Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you'll take him out of the water. Tomorrow, you'll take him out. So, stand if you're killing the fish, that's like a mutra do on yomtiv. You let it kill the fish on yomtiv, that's called echon efesh. But to do the maisa say the capturing him, that's also Rashi shita reads, because you could do it on erev yomtiv. That's Rashi's chiddush. Even a melechas of echon efesh, if you could do it erev yomtiv, you're not allowed to do it on yomtiv. That's Rashi shita. Halacha, it's brought down halacha, the shita also, that if you could cook food on erev yomtiv, and the food would taste just as good as it would taste on yomtiv, certain food, the maisa, tastes better. If it was cooked a few days ago, it tastes better a few days later. Such a type of a food, yitaka, not allowed to cook on yomtiv. Look at chila, because of Rashi shita. Since you could have cooked it erev yomtiv, you have no right to do it on yomtiv. The only cooking you're allowed to do on yomtiv, because usually our cooking tastes better, fresh kugel tastes better. So you're allowed to make the kugel, fresh bread, fresh cake tastes better, you're allowed to do it on yomtiv. But something that would taste better yesterday, Rashi shita is that it's awesome. Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Tosis says, Pirush Rashi, Afagav Yechon Nefesh, Muta Hainad Afgu Goyin Bishol, you couldn't do it Erev Yomtiv. So Tosis doesn't like this pshat. Tosis says, Avada on Eichon Nefesh itself, there's no difference whether you could do it Erev Yomtiv or not. There's a blind hero. Kedafaris Bresh Mechilton, Gav Yzer Hashem Mitlash, Diyein Lechalek B'Yechon Nefesh, Ben Efshel Asles Me'Ev Yomtiv, V'Loy Efshel. El Adavku Machshirin, only by a Hechsher to fix up the knife, then there's a Chilik. But on Eichon Nefesh itself, any type of cooking is mutter, even though you could have done it yesterday. So therefore, Tosis explains, why can't you capture then fish on yomtiv? Why is it not called echon nefesh? So Tosis says, Mishum the Dharma l'ktsira. Tosis says, the Dharma to the Mlacha of Ktsira. The Mlacha of Ktsira, we spoke out, is also you can't cut off fruit on yomtiv. So we spoke out once, the Machlokes Mishayim. Some Mishayim learn it's also Midiraisa. It's only from the Mlacha Lisha V'elech that it's mutter. And some Hashem learned, no, Midiraisa, all the Melachas are Mutter, the Tzarech Eichel. Midirabbanim, that was Tzarech. And the Svar is that these Melachas of Tzira, cutting off, usually do a lot at one time. So it's called the Melachas Avoid. It's not called done. For Yomtif, it's called you do it, you harvest for the whole year. You harvest the crop. So it looks like you're doing work, not for Yomtif, that's why it's Tzarech. You can't cut off the Tfuah, you can't grind the meh, you can't grind the wheat, because usually you grind a lot at a time. So Master Tzarech is saying, who are then going fishing? Fishing, a fisherman usually catches a lot of fish at one time. So therefore it's daima to ktsira, that's why it's also midirabbanan and also midiraisa. But it's not so shver rashi, chur it's a shver pshat. Because this time ktsira, when you cut off fruit, we said, usually the minigiz, you cut off the whole tree at one time, so there it looks like you're doing something for the rest of the year. That's why it's also. But the chur fishing, why can't people go to fish? A guy wants to catch one fish to cover yomtiv. It's yomtiv in the morning now, he has no fish. So I go out to the river there, and I take my fishing rod, and I go fishing. What's wrong? Who says it looks like you're fishing, you know, for the whole year? If I can't, the guy fishes, usually only catches one fish at a time anyway. So, all right, Tosis pshat a little bit shvelich. But that's where Tosis learns, though. It's also because it looks like tzira. But the Rakopor and Mishnah says you're not allowed to capture a fish on yomtiv. V'yei noistim of mei mezoinis. You can't put food in front of the fish either on yomtiv. So Rashi learns lefnei adogim, because the afilu man diyam nefesh beim b'mashmel that you do malacha for noicha for animal. Hanemila the mezonos nalecha. Only such animals, domestic animals, that's up to you to feed. They come to you to feed them. You're allowed to feed them. Avol dogim, but fish. Efshelhem b'loy mezonos. They don't need you. They can take care of themselves. Shem noichlem shroshi asovim v'karka v'godl loichlem asakotim. They're self-sufficient. They take care of themselves. Either they eat the grass, or they eat the ground, or else to come worse, the big will eat a small one. But I call upon them, they take care of themselves. Therefore, it's not on you to feed your fish. You're not allowed to feed your fish on Yom Tov. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, and Tosfos says the chiluk is it's a gzera, maybe you come to capture it. There is something that's also to make it seder, something you can't capture, you're not allowed to feed them because we're afraid by feeding him, you come to capture him. That's why it's also. Weiter. Avot tzodin chayif yoif min of avirin. But if you have a chaya, wild animal, or oif, a bird, in a beaver, in a pond, or here a beaver, mustamis in their corral, in their house, that's a red device that's already called caught from before Yom Tov. So you're allowed to just pick it up on Yom Tov. In other words, it's not called a maisit tzeda. It's not called you capturing it now. Therefore, if they're in their corral already, there's no maisit tzeda, you're allowed to feed them. The way Tosfos learned, the way Rashi learns is also good. Animals need you to feed them, you're allowed to feed them on Yom Tov. Not all the ponds or all the corrals are shoven. This is the cloud for everything. Now they're all merged to the same thing. If you have the animal in a small room, that all you have to do is just grab him, that's called he's already captured before Yom Tov. Then you're allowed to start pulling out of the corral on Yom Tov. So the question is, what's called before Yom Tov? He's in a small enough corral to give him a shame that he's caught already. And therefore on Yom Tov you can take him out. Hey, it's a fish. If it's in a big pond, you can't just get out the fish. You have to go to capture him. You have to have a net or a fishing rod. So that's called the maisit tzeder. An animal, though, you can just grab him. So Rabbi Yishim Gamliel says it depends. Not all ponds or all corrals are the same. Zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol ha-mechuset tzeder. Anytime the pond or the corral is very big, and you can't just go and get him. He'll run away from you. You have to get a net or something to capture him. Then it's usher. That's called the maisit tzeder. You're going to capture the animal now on Yom Tov. And any tzeder is also on Yom Tov. Let's say it's in a small corral, but all you do is just walk over and just grab him. That's not called mechuset tzeder. Then mutter, it's called like it's caught already from before Yom Tov, and now on Yom Tov you're allowed to take him and chop him. You're allowed to just take him and chop him if you want. But tomorrow minute, we'll have a kasher on this. The virin shall chayev v'shaloifis. If you have a beaver that's it's a corral, shelchaya, that you had wild animals there, the shelofis, or else you had birds there, and sodim mehem b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to capture, take from there on yomtiv. In other words, it's not called caught yet in this corral. It still could run around a lot, and for you to go capture him now is called a maisit tzeidam. That's also to do on yomtiv. V'yeinoistin lefneim mezoinis, who I did very good with, I learned, you can't feed him. Anytime there's nista, we're afraid maybe you come to capture him, you're not allowed to feed him either. On Rashi, Pshat, there's a little bit of shver here. Because Rashi learns, the chaya, the chura has to come onto you. So why can't you feed him here? Hakobah namaras kasha, kasha, chaya, chaya, kasha, oifas, oifas. I have a theory from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, avot sodin chaya v'yayf min avavirin. Our Mishnah says, yes, you are allowed to capture, grab a chaya or an oif when it's in its corral. And the other Bryce says, nothing doing. When it's in a corral, you still can't capture the chaya. You can't capture the oif. So it's a theory. Gemara says, Nishlei mechaya chaya lekasha. I can answer you the two theories about a chaya, wild animal. Ho Reb Yehuda Rabbonin. One goes according to Reb Yehuda Shita, one goes according to Rabbonin Shita. Titzanan, we learned like this. Reb Yehuda says, Hatzad tzipol amigdol. If somebody captures a bird and puts him into a tower, to a migdol. Utzvi labayis. You take a tzvi, which is like a chaya, and you put him into a house. Chayiv, Yishino Yechayiv, that's called the Maisit Seder. Putting him into the house is called the Maisit Seder. So it's Mashmo Labayis, Hudim Mechayiv. Only if you bring him into the house, because now he's Mamish caught in the house, he can't run away, he Mamish have him trapped. Avol Avivirin, Mashmo, if you only have him outside in the corral, then Loi, if you put the deer from outside into the corral, that's not called the Maisit Seder yet. So Mashmo, if the Tzvi is in the corral, on Yom Tov now you're not allowed to grab him. Because by grabbing him now, you're making the Maisit Seder. So that would be Pshan the Braisa. The Braisa that says you can't capture the Chai in a corral goes according to Yehuda Shita. That Yehuda holds, even in a corral, it's not called court yet. So Maisit said it was only if you put him into the house. In the house he's called court. But outside in the corral, he's not called court yet. The Chacham say, Tzipa l'migdol. If you take a bird, put him into the tower, that's called Seder. Or Tzvi l'gina. If you take a Tzvi, a deer, and put him into the gina with your garden, or l'chotz, or else into a backyard, or l'bevirin, or else into his corral, that's called a Maisit Seder. So it's very good. According to Chachamim, our Mishnah goes with Chachamim. If you have a tzvi in the beaver from before Yom Tov, it's in the corral already from before Yom Tov, so it's already called court from before Yom Tov. Now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to walk into the corral and just take out the chaya. Because once an animal is called already court, then you can't catch it a second time. It's called court already. Now just grab him and you could use him. So that's what our Mishnah says you could take a chaya from a corral that's called according to Chachamim Shita. And that's what the Brisa says. It's also goes according to Yehudi Shita. Kasha. I have a steer with a knife. Our Mishnah says oifis are mutzah from the corral, from the beaver. And the Brisa says oifis are also. It's a steer, oifis, oifis. Maybe you tell me. There's no steer either. I'll tell you the difference. The two different types of beavers. Of two different types of corrals. The coops, the chicken coops. The beaver mekura. The Mishnah is talking about where it has a roof. Therefore, if you have a bird inside, it's called caught. So therefore, the oifis is already caught. Therefore, on Yom Tov, you can take it out. Or the Brisa that it says it's also to take it out on Yom Tov, the Viva Shein the Makura. It's talking about such a type of a chicken coop that doesn't have a ceiling to it, doesn't have a roof on it. Therefore, it's not called court yet, and therefore, to catch it now on Yom Tov, it's also. So maybe that's a terrace. For the Gemara of Bayis, a house that could be a Makura dummy. A house is considered like it has a roof. A house has a roof on it. Ubein the Rabbi Yudah, Bein the Rabbonin, Tzipa le Migdalin. Where is the bird called court? Only a special type of a migdol, special type of a tower. That's some type of a cage. Some there it's called court. But labayis lay, have you stand put the oif, the bird, into a house? It's not called court, even though the house has a roof. So maybe with that kasha to our Mishnah. How come our Mishnah says a bird you're allowed to take out of a beaver on Yom Tov? The chura beaver is not called court. It's not better than a house. A house is not called court yet, even though it has a roof on it. But a bird can fly around. You can't get him so easily. So it's not called court yet. So court to stira. Omer Rabba bar Rav Huna, hocha betzipa dror askinin. I tell you, there are two different types of birds. The brisa that says you can't catch a bird from a beaver on Yom Tov is talking about a wild bird. A wild bird, sheinu mekabelas moris. It never accepts to have an ownership over it. So it's always wild. A wild bird, you try and get it, it'll run around. So therefore, it's called seder to capture him, to get him on Yom Tov. Mashenka and our Mishnah is talking about a tamed bird. There, if it's in the beaver already, just go and take him. It's not called a Maisit Seder. The Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel, Lomo Nikra Shmoy Tzipa Dror. Why is its name called the bird of Dror, means of freedom? Shedora Bebayis Kibesoda. It lives in the house the same way it lives in the field. Just like in the fields, men, they fly away as fast as they go all over. Who is in your house also? They fly all over. You got to get them, they fly the other side. So, men, it's such a bird you can't get. That's called a Maisit Seder. So to capture such a bird on Yom Tov Takir is also. Mashen Kain, the Mishnah is talking about a tame bird. That time, if it's in the beaver already, it's called already caught, there's no Isit Seder. So the Marahashtra, the Asl Hochi, once you come onto this type of a terrace, that we have two different birds, I'll tell you, Chaya, Chaya, Nam Lakasha. I'll tell you, there's no steer, our Mishnah to the Brisa. But what's the loch of a Chaya? Can you capture, is a Chaya in a beaver called captured or not? I tell you, there's no stira. There are two different types of corrals, two different types of beavers. Ho beaver cotton. Our Mishnah is talking about a small one. If you have him in a small one, he's called caught already. Therefore, we're allowed to take him out on Yom Tov. Ho beaver gadol. That's what the Brisa says. You can't take a chaya out of a beaver. It's talking about a big corral. A big corral, he's not called caught yet. You try and get him, he'll run to the other side. Since a run around is not called caught yet, to go capture him on Yom Tov, it's awesome. So the Mara, Heichidami Biva Kotan, Heichidami Biva Godel. So you say now a new Yisoid. If it's a big one, it's Taka Osir. If it's a small one, it's Mutter. How do you define what's called a small beaver that's Mutter? It's called captured already. What's called a big one that's still Osir? Ravashi, Kol Heichad Deroyet Abasir. Anytime you run after him, Omoti Lo Bechad Shchia, with one run, with one chase, you get him, one direction, you get him there. That's called a small one. Beviva Kotan, that's called a small one. Anytime you take one dash after him, he could run away and you can't get him at one time. You have to dash after him two or three times already. That's called too big already. It's not called court yet. Therefore, it's also to get him on Yom Tov. That's called a Maisit Seder. In Nam, in other territories, where a lot of corners there that the animal could turn around on you and chop and hard in the corner, that's called biba gadol. That's called a big biba. It's called a big corral. It's not called caught yet. It's also to capture him, get him now in Yom Tov. V'idach, if it doesn't have too many corners to run to, there's only one corner there. So if you trap him in the corner, you got him stuck, that's called biba cut, and that's called a small one. In another teretz is, kol heichot denafli tula, de kostli hadodi. Like any time the shade, in other words, it's not that wide that the shade of one wall falls onto the next wall. In other words, it's not that far away. That's called a small beaver. Beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godl. Any time that the shade does not reach one wall, does not reach the other wall, that's already called a big one. So of course, like you have to know what type of the day we're talking about and where the sun is. Like sometimes the sun is all the way down, no matter where you are, it'll reach. In the middle of the day, no matter how close you are, it won't reach. The time is the middle part, that middle size, that the size of the shade from one wall will reach the other wall, that's called a small one. And anything bigger than that is called a big beaver, and you can't capture him, that's called a Maitre Tzedem. So therefore, there's no steer with the Brice and the Mishnah, so you have different type of corrals, a big one and a small one. All right, we'll stop here.